Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
bless Yah the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Yah the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins or your iniquities, your wrongdoings, who heals all your diseases, who redeemed your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Yah, the Lord executes. Executes means to carry out righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. Yah, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. Abounding means plentiful or abundant. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as it is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Now, transgressions are sins, breaking his law, his statutes, his ordinances. As a father pities his children, so Yah the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As far man, his days are like grass, as a flower that of the field. So he flourishes. Flourishes means to thrive or to grow. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of Yah the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to the children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. Yah the Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless Yah the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word. Heeding means paying attention to the voice of his word. Bless Yah the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Bless Yah the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Dominion means control or rule. Bless Yah the Lord, O my soul. I have read to you Psalms 103 in its entirety. It's entitled Praise for Yah, the Lord's Mercies. See, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, creator of everything, we, your lost sheep, humble ourselves to you in prayer with thanksgiving for your love towards us. Thank for this gorgeous day, and all days are a blessing to us. Thank you for keeping all natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We, your lost sheep, thank you for your mercy and your kindness and blessing us with sane, sound mind, excellent health, peace, love, family, joy, happiness, courage, boldness. restoring us lost sheep into your heritage, prosperity in all things. I say this prayer in Yahweh's name, your son's name, a.k.a. also now known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is Saturday, to keep it holy. 6 days you should do all your work, but the seventh day, Saturday, you shall do no work. You are to rest and keep it holy. You'll find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. This is the Passover week. I have a Hebrew calendar, and before I start with reading the Bible this Sabbath, I want you to turn to Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 4. That's where I will start reading. Forgive me for a moment or so while I look for Leviticus chapter 23. Let's read. We're in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 4. The Passover and unleavened bread. These are the feasts of Yah, the Lord. Holy convocations. Now, holy convocation is a gathering of many people, which you shall proclaim. Proclaim means to publicly announce at their appointed time. So, this is the Passover week and of unleavened bread. Verse 5. On the 14th day of the first month, at twilight. Twilight means between dawn and sunrise or dusk, is the Lord's Passover. On the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to Yah the Lord. The 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. Unleavened bread is bread that does not have a rising agent in it, like yeast. The Passover, according to the Jewish calendar that I have, is called in the month of Nisan, N-I-S-S-A-N. The first day of the Passover was the 15th of April, and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Passover meal, I think, should have started in the evening. And I want you to know the Passover is a holiday. They say Jewish holiday that honors the liberation or setting free of oppression or foreign control of Israel. And we sheep are at this stage now. We are about to be set free from slavery. Let me just finish reading what I have here for the Passover and not give you what I think it means. Again, it's the Passover is a Jewish holiday that honors their being set free from the Egyptian control, and it lasts for 7 or 8 days, starting on the 15th day of Nisan. In this year, that is the 15th day of April, according to this Hebrew calendar that I have. Now, I want us to go to our reading for today. Turn your books to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 10, verse, I will start reading at verse 28. I must also tell you that my Bible read a little different from yours, and you should have your pen your three P's, your pen, paper, or pencil. Let's read. The covenant that was sealed, and this is in Nehemiah chapter 10, verse 28. Now, the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, the Nephilim, and all those who had separated themselves from the people of the land of the law. I lost my space. From the land of the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone who had knowledge and understanding. They joined with their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and an oath to walk in God's law. Let's be mindful to find out what this curse is, which was given by Moses. Let me read that again, because the curse was not given by Moses. Verse 29, they joined with their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, to observe and do all the commandments of God the Lord, our Lord, and his ordinances and his statutes, that we would not give our daughters as wives to the people of the land. That's one and two, to take their daughters or our sons, that if the people of the land bring wares, that's merchandise, or any grain to sell on the Sabbath day, we would not buy it from them on the Sabbath day or on a holy day, like unleavened bread, and that we would forego. Forego means to cut out or to drop or dismiss the seven years produce, and the extraction. Extraction means to cancel or withdraw of every debt. Now that sounds good. Also, we made ordinances for ourselves to extract from ourselves yearly 1/3 of a shekel for the servants of the house of our God, for the showbread, for the regular grain offering, for the regular burnt offerings on the Saturday, the new moon, and set feasts for holy things. I'm going to stop here because we do not do grain offerings anymore. We do not do burnt offerings for sin offerings for atonement. If you keep reading, that's what you'll run into. What I want us to do is go to the book of Hebrew, and let me turn there, because I've read in Hebrew something that's different from that. And I read Hebrew, I tell you that I don't read any of the books written by Paul, and I do not, and one day I will tell you why. The book of Hebrew, there an argument as to whether or not Paul wrote this book, but there are people who say that the book of Hebrews was not written by Paul. And with Paul books, it usually says the epistle of Paul to Timothy or to the Corinthians, or it's always with Paul. It's a letter to some group of people. But for the book of Hebrews, the epistle of Paul is not here. What I want you to do is turn to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 7. And I want to read to you the what it says, a new covenant. It says, verse 7 of chapter 8 of Hebrews, for if the first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for the second. I am receiving a phone call. I don't normally receive except calls while I'm doing this program. So call me after the program, please. Because finding fault with them, he says, behold, the days are coming, says Yah the Lord, when I will make a covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says Yah the Lord. And disregard means to ignore them or pay them no attention. And I'm going to read a little further. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. And I'm going to stop reading there. Also, I want to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 26, I think. And it talks about what happened. Let's start at Matthew chapter 26 and verse 26, where it says, Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper. 26 and 26 read. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. Remission means forgiveness. But I will say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine Let's read. I'm at verse 29, Matthew 26. But I will say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Now, this is what we sheep are trying to do. We are trying to, at least I am, trying to get into the kingdom of our Father in heaven. Let me see how much time I have. 6 more minutes. I want you to know that according to this Hebrew calendar that I have, is that is their month of Nisan, N-I-S-S-A-N, and it the Passover began April the 15th, and it began, that was the first day. And so, and let me tell you what I think. I read about Passover, and that I didn't think to look up where it is in the Bible. But what happened is people were to put the blood of a lamb over their doorposts, and when the angel of death came over, the people who had blood over their the sheep blood over their doorposts, the death angel passed by and over that house, and all who were in that house, the firstborn, did not die. All who were in the house with the blood over the doorposts and on the sides of the door, the firstborn did not die. And this is how the Jews were liberated from Egyptian control. Okay, so this is what I want you to do is to, I'm going to have a closing prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from all evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I say that prayer in your son's name. Amen. Remember, sheep, I want you to take our Father God along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time. But in the meantime, I want you all to know, I want you to purchase this book called How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandlivelonger.com and purchase this book. I want you all to stay away from swine meat. Swine meat is a big sale on this day that man has made for Easter. Easter is a man-made holiday. It is not one of the feasts of the Lord. So stay away from him. Also, if you will, I want you all to go to Amazon.com and purchase my two books. You can be reading my books within 5 minutes. The children's book that I have is called The Broken Plant. It's by Sondra Harris. That's spelled S-O-N-D-R-A. And The Passing. The Passing is for everyone to read, juvenile and up. Even a child can read it. Again, it's by Sondra Harris, S-O-N-D-R-A, at Amazon.com. The Passing and Broken Plant. The Broken Plant costs $4.99, and The Passing costs $5.99. Again, you can be reading both those books within minutes of purchase from Amazon.com. Remember, God loves you, and you take him everywhere you go. Our Father in heaven, take him with you. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next time.